Welcome to the Ambos International Podcast, Beyond the Textbook. Today, we're joined by one of our most energetic Ambos physicians, Dr. Maria Jose Cisneros Caceres, an expert in multitasking and ensuring that she maintains a good balance between work and time for mental and physical wellness. Our hosts are Ambos physician, Dr. Tana Schrank, and Ambos International presenter, Sophie Neal.
Life as a medical student can be incredibly busy, stressful, and at times overwhelming. Whether you're a first-year student adjusting to your new, fully packed timetable, or heading into your clinical years and juggling classes and exams alongside time on the wards, it can feel like there's little time for anything else. And if making time for social activities wasn't tough enough, COVID-19 has dramatically impacted everyone's social situations, with a huge majority of students being forced to study from home and socially isolate. Today we'll be talking about what you can do to ensure that you're looking after your mental and physical well-being, why it's so important to find the time to do so, and sharing some tips from our experienced Ambos physicians on how they tackled this challenge.
Maria Jose, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to maybe start off by telling us a bit more about yourself?
Sure. Hi, everyone. What a pleasure to be here. I'm Maria Jose, but you can call me Majo. I'm a medical doctor, as Sophie said. I'm currently studying my master's degree in digital health as well. What is more important for me is that I'm a human. With that in mind, I need to take care of myself. It has been a struggle, I have to admit it. Being a medical student, it's a struggle. And I think that if you don't find yourself, you get lost. And everything is overwhelmed. Everyone wants everything from you right away, and you're rushing all the time. But yes, I'm super proud now to admit it. I'm a woman, I'm a human, and I'm doing my best.
Yeah, that's very well said. Yeah. So today, I think we're going to talk about what it means to like hold on to that humanity when things get too much and things like that. But first, can you tell us a little bit about your background? When and where did you go to med school? What was the experience like for you?
Right. So I'm from Ecuador, which is a country in South America. I went to school there. I started studying around 2011-ish. For me, medical school was super fun. I loved it. I wanted more. So I basically dived into other areas of expertise. One of the things that I did the most was IFMSA, which is basically student representation. And it was so big for me that at some point during my medical career, I want to say around third and fourth year, I took a gap year. So I stopped medical school because it was too much. You know, I wanted to do the things that I was doing at my fullest, and I was not. So I took my year, I traveled, I did all the representation that I had to do at that time because I was representing the Americas region as a whole. I did some time as an internship in the Pan American Health Organization in the Disaster and Risk Management Department, and I was loving it, but I needed to finish my med school. Mm-hmm. So I went back to school, which was a struggle, long hours studying, going to the hospital, studying in the hospital, studying while you are waiting to go into the hospital, studying out of the hospital. And I was not used to that anymore. You know, I had this taste of freedom. And now going back to hit the books, oh, it was a struggle for me.
I took a gap year. And when you take time out and you go to the real world and you do, I don't know whether you work or you travel, you know, to go back into academia, whether it is medical school or any kind of school after you've taken that time out, is really hard. I thought it was amazing to hear that you love medical school so much and you got involved with so many different things like IFMSA as well. And you obviously realized that you needed a break because you took that year out. So in those first 3 years, was that a time that you sort of had this realization and then you took the year out, you came back and then you started thinking more about physical and mental wellness? Or was that something you'd already started to incorporate before you took the year out?
I wish I was smarter to tell you that from day one, I was doing Pomodoro techniques and have my schedule and calendar, but that would be a lie. You know, when I started med school, I was 16 years old, super young. Naive and believing that I could do everything at the same time. But I think that medical school, it's different and no one really prepares for that. It's a different experience for everyone. So about your question, Sophie, I tried my best, but I had to start choosing which things I should be leaving. So for instance, I will not be seeing my family as often. Then I was not able to see my friends as often. And after that, it got even more tricky for me because there was not enough time in the day for all the tasks that I was going through. So I ended up sleeping like 2 or 3 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that was my third year and it got really dangerous. If I look back, stupid.
We do these things when we're young, exactly. And you, as you said, it takes longer to incorporate these things and to think about how we should do things. And I also think it's something that comes with time and with wisdom and with age, because you start to get to know yourself better. As you said, you get to know your body better and you get to realize what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, I love coffee, but... But I was living on it, you know, and at some point it got me exhausted and I was not enjoying it, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it gets you, you know, you understand mm-hmm. that life has to be a little bit more than just surviving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you said, you're human.
Exactly.
Thank you. I am now.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's huge. You got to prevent burnout, whether you're in med school, after, whether you're working or studying or whatever you're doing. Yeah, we definitely go too hard. And there's a big push for productivity and getting things done, being the ideal version of yourself, whatever it is. But yeah, sometimes you got to take time for yourself.
And I also think that we as humans, we are beautiful and we're terrific. And I think that you will always get the chance to find your crew. And in that part, I found really amazing friends. My classmates were terrific. It was like a supportive system for me. And I think that I will always be thankful for that. And I graduated. I was super happy. And in the meantime, I took some space between the things that I was doing. I was not as active as I was before, but still around. I travel after, you know, graduation.
Oh, nice.
So I was traveling around Latin America, which was also quite good for me because I got to do my rural service. So I went to the Amazon. I was living there for a year, practicing medicine. It was a really humbling experience for me. It was refreshing. It was a taste of what it really was to serve.
Mm-hmm.
It got really crazy in my head because it got super overwhelmed that I started to run.
Wow. And it was too much?
It was a reality check that it was too much. I started to run every day, every morning before going to work. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me and my mind.
Wow.
It was amazing. I reconnect with my sports side. I have been doing that my whole life. Soccer, judo. At some point at the beginning of college, I did horse riding. I did golf. And then I'd stop all of it because I had other stuff in my plate. And actually, when that reality check came, I reconnected with that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. If you read the Amboss article on communicating with patients and counseling, it talks about what patients should do to exercise. So it says patients should have 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity per week. And this comes from the Mayo Clinic, and they also suggest having a goal of about 30 minutes of moderate physical activity every day. And I think that's super important. We're all humans, we're all patients, so we should all try to move some more, I think.
Personally, I'm not a medical student, but the impression I get from talking to medical students and being a person who's really busy myself is that it's really easy to not take the advice that you give to others and to not prioritize yourself. But really, you know, if you stop and you rest and you do take those 30 minutes out and you move and you get that physical activity, I think it makes a huge difference to how not only you feel, but how you can perform in your day as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, running in the Amazon is an awesome exercise experience, or even just like doing push-ups in your little apartment wherever you live, that can be enough. Some people have the luxury of also taking up things like kickboxing. Can you say a little about that? Is that your routine now?
My routine now, it's before I go into work, I at least take 30 minutes walk. I need that clear mind before diving into everything that I want to do. And as I close to my day, I go and do kickboxing, which has been amazing.
That's awesome.
Yes, I used to only do box, but one of my professors senseis approach me. And basically, I train with my sister, which is also something very nice because it's an activity that the two of us can do and gives us the chance to spend more time together.
Yeah.
It has everything for me, has community, has my sister, has the sport, has the aggressivity that I like. So, well, sensei approached me and my sister and asked us, basically, you want to learn how to kick? And I was like, yeah. So now I'm really into kickboxing, which I like because I'm not doing it for competition. I'm not doing it to be the best one. I don't see it that way. I'm just doing it because it gets something different from me. I just throw everything in the day, good and bad. I kick it. I just love it. And I do take some time to reflect in between. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, more than reflection itself, it's just stopping 5-10 minutes to be thankful for what I have and try to center myself again. Try to be humble, which it's really tricky when you are a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Remember, you're here to serve. You're here to be human. Don't let what you do, don't let what you know define you. That gives me a different perspective every time.
I think that's really amazing advice, Marco, and it's something that I wanted to ask you about because obviously we've been talking a lot about physical activity and, you know, making sure that you're moving and, you know, running and energy. But I mean, you've touched upon now gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a really important form of mindfulness. And I wondered if you had anything else that really helps you or anything else that you would recommend to medical students.
Family, friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That support structure. Yeah.
Definitely.
You're not alone. You know, everyone is willing to hug you and take care of you. From time to time, it's okay to let that be. We all want to be superheroes, and that's awesome. But it's also good for you to know that you have a place to go back, you know, and that you won't be judged, that they will be there for you. So try to find your support system and be honest with them because they need to know when you need them. Most of my friends go to psychologists, psychiatrists, mm-hmm. and I'm super proud of it. And besides, of course, you know, being humble, gratitude practicing and everything, I like to write a lot. I think that in the process in which you translate your ideas into paper, you get a better vision of what you want to do, of what you are thinking, how you're processing your feelings. So this is something that I do. And I'm also, as you can tell, I like to talk. I like to chat. Yes, yes. Being able to voice what I'm feeling, what I want, when I want it, has been a really empowering feeling and a new way of perceiving what I'm here for. So I have also made a pieces which I can control some things. Yes. But some things I cannot, and I can only expect the best and be ready if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I think that's really good advice. Yeah. Acceptance is really important.
Yeah. I think you touched on so many different important things when it comes to work-life balance or school-life balance, whether it's, you know, you need to run, you need to exercise, you need a social support structure with family and friends, or you need to be a part of a group. Like IFMSA, you know, there's other people going through the same thing you're going through, you know, connecting with all these different people and getting energy out or clearing your mind. All these things are super important. And sometimes all of that can't be enough and you need to ask for help, whether that's from your family and friends or from therapists. And that's okay. You know, taking a gap year is okay. It's not admitting defeat. We're all just human. It's okay to change plans. And I think that's really, really important for our listeners to take to heart. You're not a failure if you need a break. And you can't do everything. And yeah, those are some pretty important topics you covered there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gone really deep, but it's great, you know. And I actually wanted to say that, Marco, I think, you know, how brave to take a gap year in the middle of your studies, because I think that's something that a lot of people would really struggle with. And it's such a big struggle, as you said, to come back afterwards as well. And as Tana's just said, it's not about admitting defeat. It's about realizing that you need some time to be your best self and to come back. And the way you described it when you did come back, yes, you might have found it hard at university to come back, but you came back to the hospital with this energy and this sort of vitality that you obviously felt had burnt out. And so I think it's really brave. And as Tana said, something for listeners to take home, that it's okay to do that. I think that's really important.
Thank you. No, it's really nice to talk to you guys about it.
I suppose I wanted to kind of ask you if you could choose, you know, one word to describe how you feel after you've taken that time for yourself, whether it's mentally or physically. Can you think of one word to describe how you feel?
One word. Human. That's how I feel. You know, I'm human and everything that happens to me is normal and everything that I'm feeling is normal and how I deal with it, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We've learned a lot and it's been so great having you with us. Maho, thank you for chatting with us today and sharing your wisdom. We'll definitely be trying out your top wellness tips.
Thank you so much, Maho.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
So today we talked about how best to balance your medical studies with the rest of life. Head to the links in the description below to read more about exercise, mental well-being, and therapy. Coming up next time, we'll be exploring the impact of the pandemic on the public's mental health and how this affects patients and physicians. Don't forget, you can check out the AMBOSS platform for your medical studies and sign up for a 5-day free trial at AMBOSS.com. And all information about our AMBOSS podcast and the AMBOSS platform can be found at go.amboss.com/internationalpodcast.
Please check it out.
Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Tanner Schrank, joined by Sophie Neal, signing off.